Isabella.
I'm Zalia.
And I'm Ruth.
And we competed in this year's Team America Rocketry Challenge.
You'll hear more from us later.
But for now,
take it away, Carl.
Thank you, ladies, and thanks to all of you for joining us. Yesterday, we talked about severe weather predictions in the Midwestern United States. Today, we are sorry to report that the forecasts were right. A massive tornado moved through parts of Oklahoma City yesterday. Estimates said it could be 2 miles wide. The National Weather Service issued a rare tornado emergency, which meant significant and widespread damage was likely. After the twister passed through, the first pictures of the area showed just massive destruction. Tornadoes have been popping up all over the Midwest. This one was in Kansas. You can actually see the tornado's funnel rotating.
They're gonna ride the
sun. And this is what they leave behind. Hundreds of homes damaged or completely destroyed. A helicopter pilot for a local news station said it was like the houses were picked up, put in a blender, and then dumped out. Forecasters say more tornadoes could form. If there's a warning for one in your area, experts, of course, say one key is to find shelter. You want to go to the lowest level of your house, find an interior room, staying away from windows. The victims of these storms in Oklahoma City and around the region are going to face a very long recovery process. If you'd like to get ideas on how you can help out, go to the resources box on our homepage and click the Impact Your World link. Next, we're heading to a country where officials are concerned about increasing violence. The war in Iraq may be over. Fighting has not stopped in the Middle Eastern country. Baghdad, Samarra, Haditha, Basra. During the Iraq war, those cities regularly saw violence, and they were the site of more violence yesterday. Car bombs and roadside bombs. Gunmen attacking police checkpoints. At least 50 people were killed across Iraq, and more than 100 others were wounded. Officials are describing it as sectarian violence, which means the fighting is between different religious groups. In this case, two different groups of Muslims, Sunnis, who are a minority group in Iraq, and Shiites, who are in the majority. Social media site Tumblr may be missing an E from its name, but that's not stopping Yahoo from buying it. The giant internet company wants the smaller blogging company for one big reason: young people. Yahoo wants more users who are big into social media. Tumblr has them. Yahoo wants more users who are on the go using smartphones. Tumblr has them. And Yahoo's hoping to turn a profit on Tumblr. That may take a while. It paid over $1 billion for the blogging site. How can Tumblr bring in money? More ads. About 300 million people use Tumblr every month. About 120,000 sign up every day. That's a lot. Why wouldn't advertisers want in on it? Thing is, some of Tumblr's users might not like seeing ads galore like people do on Yahoo. But the big company, in its own words, is promising not to screw it up. Yahoo says it won't put its own logos on Tumblr. It's promising that Tumblr's CEO and founder can keep his job. It could take a while before the investment pays off, if it pays off. But for now, at least, it's given Yahoo something to shout about.